We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yep, it's true. Always is removing the female symbol, Lee, from the packaging on their maxi pads and tampons, so as to be more inclusive of transgender and non-binary customers. Now, hold on. Producer Chris had a brilliant observation about this that I wanted him to repeat on the air. Chris?
Okay.
It just occurs to me that if they're going to take the female symbol off of the packaging, aren't they acknowledging that transgenders aren't women? Because the whole point is to be thought of as a woman. It's just to be completely acknowledged as a woman. And if they're not, considered, if you have to remove a female symbol to acknowledge transgenders, then you're acknowledging that they're not women.
Which is the opposite of affirming them, which they say they want to do. They want to affirm them.
Why? That's the problem. I shouldn't even ask why.
Because
there is no way. Why in the world would a transgender woman who is biologically born a male would have to be, I guess, is that's the way this works? There's none of the reason that you have this product is there's nothing there. There's no reason to buy this product because you don't need it, because the reason it's used doesn't occur.
It's bizarre. I will admit that.
I mean,
look at the first line of this. It goes right with what you're saying. Always sanitary products will remove the Venus symbol, historically used to represent the female sex, from its products to be inclusive of transgender and non-binary customers. So they're saying they have customers who buy these pads.
Why?
I don't know. I don't even think I want to know.
Never mind. I for the life of me do not get it. I've probably offended enough folks right now. I'll just leave it there. It's beyond logic. There's beyond reason. I get it if you want to think that you're something that you're not, but if you're not doing something that you aren't, that someone who is does, and you don't need the product, then why are you buying the product?
Well, you're going to love the second paragraph. You ready
so
for
that
this?
You can choke turtles.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Right. Choke turtles with plastic. Okay, you're going to love the second paragraph from CNN. Transgender activists and allies had publicly urged Procter & Gamble to redesign its pad wrapper for maxi pads, without the gender symbol, a circle across. Among their arguments were that not all people who menstruate are women and that not all women menstruate.
Okay, the second part is true because there is a time in your life where that no longer happens. Okay,
yes.
I know some people like that. But there's the first part of that is not true.
Not all people who menstruate are women.
Yes, they are.
This is like 1984 style bizarre groupthink, where if we just repeat a thing enough times, it becomes true. And if it doesn't become true and you point that out, we just remove you from the group.
Well, I guess I was removed a long time ago.
The change is the latest in a series of actions companies and governments are taking to affirm the identities of transgender people as transgender equality activism surges. Other companies, including Lyft, MasterCard, and Tinder, are making similar moves.
I mean, I could care less what social media companies do.
No, I don't care either. But this is bizarre.
There's absolutely no reason for anyone who is not biologically a woman to buy the product. Period. End of story. There's no discussion here. That's fact. Period. I get it. Chris cracked
Chris
up when I used that. Yeah,
losing it in there. He's losing
it. Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
He's not going to have any hair left by the end of the show.
Yeah.
But Chris is right, though. I mean, if you identify as a woman, you believe you are a woman, and we are expected to believe you're a woman because you say you're a woman, then why would you want the female Venus symbol taken off the maxi pad box? Why would it offend you? You think you're a woman.
I just don't know why you're even looking at the product to begin with, because you don't need it.
Well, if you think you're a woman, you think you need it. At some point, do you realize you don't actually need... I guess you just don't. Because what they're basically saying is, wait a minute, why would the female symbol offend you if you think you're a woman?
Yeah.
The logic just does not work here. It just doesn't. Unless your goal is just to erase any definitive sign of gender.
But if you're trying to erase any definitive sign of gender, then why are you trying to identify as a gender that you're not?
Okay, I'm not smart enough to follow this argument anymore. I am so lost. It is so illogical. I cannot strap my brain down to it. Okay, wait. Hold on. Jeremy's going to explain to us in a sec why trans people need feminine products. I cannot wait for that.
Yeah.
But let me read this first. This is the official statement from Procter & Gamble. For over 35 years, Always MaxiPads has championed women, girls and women, and will continue to do so. We're also committed to diversity, inclusion, and are on a continual journey to understand the needs of all of our consumers. So they don't even understand the needs of their consumers. Makes sense, because I don't get it either. Okay, then CNN writes, are you ready for this? Getting periods can be a dysphoric experience for transgender and non-binary people. Wait, what is dysphoric experience? Dysphoric? Yeah, I got to take this. All right, I'm going to take this. Jeremy, help me here.
Hey, so my take is that you're looking at it from the wrong perspective.
Clearly.
If you're a female transitioning to male, but you still have your period, but you don't identify as a female, then you're offended by that symbol being on the product, which you do need, even though you consider yourself a male.
Oh, I get it. So that's all right. All right.
Okay.
That makes sense.
All right.
So it's the only way that I could, you know,
but
make
so
those
if
guys.
You're a biological woman that is identifying as a man, you are portraying yourself as a man in public. Okay.
Right, but you still need the product, but you don't consider yourself a woman because it affects your, you know, how you self identify, then you're offended because that symbol's on there.
Because you're
even
not
though you do have your cycle.
Well, obviously you're still not committed to the whole.
No, you're not
process.
Committed.
Yeah.
Not fully
right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I appreciate that clarification. That makes sense. I can't believe I said that, but...
Okay.
that makes as much sense as it's going.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. Thank you, Jeremy, in Greenwood. You have done...
Thank you.
You've done a great service for the show this morning. We appreciate that.
We have made some strides here in diversity and inclusion.
Right. Or something. Whatever it is that we're doing here today.
See, that was a problem. We were looking at this logically. And we should have looked at it illogically in order to find the logic in it.
Perfect. Clearly. See, Lee, you are the perfect candidate for Common Core Math. You would do so well.
No, I would not.
You would do so well. I need to start forwarding my kids' homework to you.
No, that's okay. I'd take it out back and use it for target practice. I'm sorry.
Getting periods can be a dysphoric, this is according to CNN, getting periods can be a dysphoric experience for transgender and non-binary people, especially because of the way that periods are generally discussed and addressed as something that only happens to people who are assigned women at birth, which we all know is not true, right?
Yeah. You get that assignment card when you're born. Yeah,
they just assign you one way or the other, and it's so wrong, Lee. It's so wrong. And then when they assign you with the card, that's what makes you have your period.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gender assignment. Well, it's funny because they used to refer to that as gender reassignment of surgery, wasn't it? Wasn't that how they referred to it? Gender reassignment?
Yes. Yeah, so
like it had never been assigned to begin with.
Right, no,
like,
you just get in a different line.
Yeah. Okay. What happens if somebody cuts in line?
I don't know.
So much for diversity and inclusion.
Yes, exactly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Texter writes, I hate that I send a sanitary napkin post to the contest line by mistake. That's okay. They'll get a kick out of that over there. Those poor people who read the entries must be terrified of what they'll find on it. I have the same feeling about the text lines. Text lines some days. Text writes, help me out here. If a man who identifies as a woman and is in a relationship with an actual woman, they want to be considered a lesbian? I don't know. I don't know about that. But if, what I mean, that Bruce, no, Bruce Jenner. What'd she change her name to? Oh, I can't ever remember.
Caitlyn.
Thank you. Caitlyn. Well, no, Caitlyn switched and got the nip and tuck and stuff, but still dates women. So it doesn't, I don't think she considers herself a lesbian. So, and I don't know. Yeah. Well. Texter writes, Kara, this is like Abbott and Costello, who's on first. Yeah, I know. Texter writes, Tara, I buy maxi pad. No, I'm not reading that. All right. Texter writes, it's a good explanation. It doesn't make sense, though. Now, the texter writes, are you covering the Boiling Springs Wings Trans bathroom issue? Yes, I did. At length. If you want to hear that, you can text podcast to 71307. Meanwhile. Hold on. Michael and Greer wants to get on this until I get Elizabeth Warren's going to build a Berlin Wall. We're going to get into that in a minute. But Michael and Greer. Hey, Michael.
Hey, I've got two quick points on this.
Okay.
First of all, if they're calling it gender assignment at birth, aren't they acknowledging the existence of God because he's the assigner?
No. If they did, it was only by accident, and they take it back.
Okay. And secondly, if Procter & Gamble wants to make more profits, instead of taking the label off the product, create a second product for the transgender men and call them manpons.
Yeah. They could. I don't know if that would offend
money.
With that manpons. No, because I don't know, Michael. I don't know. Maybe you should contact the Procter & Gamble like hotline and suggest that.
Yeah, call their marketing department. Tell them, hey, easy money.
Yeah. But be sure to call Democrat Party headquarters first and clear it with them. Just to make sure okay.
And make sure MSNBC is okay with it.
Yeah, I would check there, too. I would do that. See. All right, because they'll tell you what to think. Don't worry. And if you get it wrong without clearing it, buy them first and they will, they'll let you know. They will. All right. Meanwhile, I gotta just jump on this really quickly because, boy, Joe Biden said something that illustrates everything I've been telling you for a long time. The goal of the left is to own language, own the judicial system, create a system of classes of people, much like in India, where parts of the caste system still exist. They want to bring that here, but they want to make it different. And they want to make it according to your political philosophy. So if you are a Democrat Party grievance group, a member of the Democrat Party, you are a liberal, then laws don't apply to you, rules don't apply to you, social norms don't apply to you, but everybody else, they apply at double the rate. And so you can only be judged. There cannot be one standard for everyone in society, which is what our country was founded on. True equality. The standard depends and flows from the status of your membership in the party, which is exactly how they do things in communist nations, places like China, communist Russia, right? All your self-worth is entirely dependent. Your value to the country is dependent entirely on your relationship to the party. So it's not human rights. It's not that. And this, we see this every day. It's disgusting. Joe Biden has just given us the best illustration of this I think I have ever seen. And it has to do, and you're going to hear this throughout the day. Fox News finally got this on the air. They were wailing on Trump for his tweet saying that the impeachment that they're doing on Trump is a partisan lynching, which of course it is. So Joe Biden wades into this mess. You got to read this article. Newsweek, Joe Biden wades in this mess, and he puts out a tweet about, of course, how outraged he is that Trump would use the term lynching, but he's not surprised because, of course, Trump is, as we all know, a racist, right? Well, CNN, shockingly, immediately points out that Joe Biden used the term lynching back in 1998 to describe the Clinton impeachment. Nobody cared because he's, of course, a Democrat. Take a listen to what that sounded like.
We are doing or what we are doing here.
Wait, that's all the other Democrats using the term lynching. No one cared about that either. Here we go.
It seems to me that the process is being demeaned. Even if the president should be impeached. History is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Yeah, of course. And he's with Wolf Blitzer, who doesn't even bat an eye because there's nothing here, right? There's nothing here. Okay, well, so then they go to Biden. Newsweek goes to Biden and says, all right, well, we see that you're outraged here by what Trump has said, the use of the term lynching, which, of course, as we know, is Trump is a white supremacist. So if he uses the term lynching, it is, of course, racist. Joe, do you know you use it yourself, though? Here's what he says. I have never heard a more perfect articulation of dual justice than this. Joe says, that wasn't the right word to use, and I'm sorry about that. He adds, quote, Trump, on the other hand, chose his words deliberately today in his use of the word lynching and continues to stoke racial divides in this country daily. So what he's saying is, I'm a liberal. This doesn't apply to me. I've got outrage shield. But Trump, listen to what he says. Trump, on the other hand, chooses his words deliberately. This is the Covington Catholic boys. We can tell they're racist by looking at them. Remember that audio? You could just look at them and tell they were racist. You didn't even need the audio to know that they deserved utter condemnation. You could tell by looking at them what they were thinking. Plus, they're not a liberal grievance group, so they're automatically considered racist. And they can't say anything, even though racist and homophobic slurs were being, you know, hurled at them at the time. So Joe is explaining to you how they intend for this to work. It's not, see, but if it comes from Trump, it's just bad. You want to know the perfect example of this? Justin Trudeau. I mean, not caught once in blackface. No. Multiple times with a big smile on his face. And he gets reelected. He's liberal. It's okay to be, you know, a little racist here and now, here and there, if you're liberal. It's okay. You are pre-forgiven. You're pre-forgiven. You can even get an endorsement for Barack Obama, and he won't even call you racist. Trump, on the other hand, has never appeared in blackface. And Obama insinuates he's a racist all the time. So it doesn't really have anything to do with race. It has to do with your status in relation to the Democrat Party. If you're part of the party, if you are a member of good standing in the party, whether it's communist China, USSR, or America, then none of these things apply to you. You do whatever you want.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
So Elizabeth Warren is providing some more details. Still very secret how she's going to pay for Medicare for All, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You're going to love it. And you're not going to pay any more than you are today.
Right. Where have we heard that before?
That would be Joe Biden and Barack Obama. And yeah, it turned out to be the PolitiFact lie of the year. But don't worry about it. It'll be okay. I got to give Kevin Williams props here at National Review. He has nailed what Elizabeth Warren wants to do. She wants a wealth tax. So that's like if you, you already paid your taxes, right? And then they take a look at whatever's left. And if they decide that it's too much, you don't deserve to have that, whether that money is in real estate holdings, you've built up some rental properties over the years, in a bank account, on your 401k, they will just take it because you have too much. Mm. They just take it. And there's a huge problem with this. And I actually put this to my 9-year-old the other day to see if he could figure out what it was, because it dawned on me in the car on the way home what the big problem was with this. And I said, okay, well, they're going to use the wealth tax to pay for all this stuff. And he said, well, if they take their extra money, won't they run out of money? Yep.
Yep.
You can only do this really once. And that's the problem with this. Kevin Williamson writes it like this in the National Review. Elizabeth Warren's financial Berlin Wall. She proposes to lock in. I know. Proposes to lock in high-earning, highly taxed Americans, penning them in order, penning, like P-E-N-N-I-N-G, penning, penning them in order that they may be shorn and milked as though they were livestock.
Yeah.
Bingo. Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Because it, you know what that is? That is the fallacy of socialism. It's the same mistake they make every time. It's why it always fails. There's one hugely flawed assumption in this. And if you read Ayn Rand, all her work was based on this flawed assumption.
Yeah.
And it's this. That they can pay for all their stuff, redistribute all the wealth. They can do it because the dupes who make the money will just keep making the money. They won't stop. They won't change. They will work just as hard as they ever did. Because if you ever known anybody who's highly successful, and I know a lot of people who are highly successful, a lot of them are advertisers, and they're great companies. And the reason is because the owner works like a dog. I mean, they literally work. I mean, I see it in my own house. My husband has a business. You are responsible for everything if you're the owner. You work your butt off if you have a business and hope to get anywhere. There is no easy street in America. There is no easy way to make a decent, even a decent amount of money. Forget being rich. And so the idea is that these people will continue missing their kids' games, will, you know, continue missing, you know, prom, will continue missing all the highlights, will continue, and they'll just keep working like dogs. And they just give it away to the government. That's the flaw of socialism. You can only take it from them once before they, if even that many times, Lee, before they're like, no, I'm out of here. I'm done. Forget it. Whatever.
Why? These people are always trying to tell you what you can't and shouldn't have.
I know. Even if you earn it.
You know, this, I mean, you make too much money. You've got too many cars. Your house is too big. Your air conditioner is set too cool. You've got too much food on the table. You've got too much meat in your diet. You've got too much butter going on. I mean, you've got too many kids. You're taking too many vacations. It's just like, is there anything they don't want you to, that they do want you to do?
No.
I mean, this is what this liberal socialism is. It's about telling you what you can do with your life. You know, they're always saying that about conservatives. The only thing conservatives don't want you to do is to kill the babies. Okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
So you're going to pay for this with a wealth tax. Well, I mean, okay, after year one, you took the wealth you confiscated that you believe they didn't have. You're going to have to up that. You know, or operate on the assumption they'll just keep saving more wealth. They'll keep doing whatever they were doing so you can take it. And I got news for these people. People don't work for free.
No, no.
They don't. And so even really wealthy, highly driven people will change what they do. My dad did this. He wasn't wealthy. But my dad did this, and I will never forget it. My dad is an amazing photographer. And man, I've told you this before, Lee. He was a wedding photographer, highly in demand. His women, like, practically fighting over him. Because... He would spend, back in the days before, airbrushing in Photoshop.
Photoshop.
He would spend years, hours airbrushing them. And he could take the ugliest bride, God bless her, and he could make you thinner, not skinny, but he could make you thinner. He could make you pretty and or prettier. And so people would see their friends and how good their friends look in the pictures, and then they would call my dad. And so, I mean, my dad and I, we would bust butt on Saturdays. My dad would be covered in sweat from head to toe because he was carrying those really heavy cameras, real professional ones, and... I would carry some of them for him, and I would set stuff up, and I helped him run these weddings. Says you had to have people in the right place at the right time. You got to find them. Anyway, that was my first job working for my dad, and I saw how hard he worked. Well, in the beginning when he was starting that business, I also got paid for going to the white pages, looking up their names so he could cold call them, right?
Right.
Well, after a number of years, she didn't have to cold call anymore because the calls just came in.
Right.
Right. So one year, he just had a bang up year, and he did almost twice the weddings that he had done before. And man, we were rolling. I mean, we'd do two of them on a Saturday. It's totally exhausting, right? At the end of the year, my dad had not bothered to check his tax status.
Uh-oh.
So what had happened was he had done all that extra work, knocked himself full on up into another tax bracket.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? At the end of knocking himself full on up into another tax bracket, he realized he had done all that extra work to earn not much more money.
Yeah.
Because it went to the government.
Yeah.
And on top of it, his income went up so far, so fast, he got audited.
Great.
They came into his work and humiliated him.
Yeah.
showed up there at his work and humiliated him. He had done nothing wrong. They, you know, they were, I don't know if they actually full on audited him, but they did investigate him. Anyway, he did nothing came of that because he hadn't done anything wrong. He's an honest guy. Well, you know what my dad did the next year?
About half the amount of weddings.
About half the amount of weddings. Yeah. We went back down to one a Saturday. Yeah. Dad was home. So I learned at a very young age. I was 12 when all this happened. I was like 12 to 14, I think, over the span of his business, just going nuts and watching my dad and how excited he was that the money was coming in, and then watching my dad turn away business. Nothing. And these women would beg him to do their weddings. He's like, no, I can't. Sorry.
So you were child labor, right?
Yeah. It was awesome.
Yeah, so I was on the farm. I know all about that.
Well, yeah. No, dad paid like 10 bucks an hour. It was tax-free. It was awesome. yeah, that was a lot of money back then. Well, I mean, I was like 12. So, yeah, just, you know, and I'd do it here and there. Well, so anyway, I learned watching that I was so outraged to learn dad had done all that. And I watched him sweat and I watched how tired he was. I mean, he would go from 8 a.m. till midnight and doing 2 weddings and just exhausted. I was exhausted and we did it all for nothing.
Yeah.
So the next year, dad does nothing. I mean, that's exactly what these people are going to do. I mean, that's the flaw in socialism. Elizabeth Warren thinks you go out there and you'll work like a dog for her.
No.
And you're not going to. Commerce will simply cease. What happens when you do less weddings? Well, as economy, the economy shrinks. Economy begins to shrink. And we used to have to send our pictures to the lab, right, to get them processed?
Yeah, right.
Guess what? Lab doesn't have as much business because now my dad's not doing it. And so what happens? Well, economy-wide, people begin to lose jobs. Things slow down. And now they're in a panic. And guess what they have to do? They got to take an even bigger portion of your income to make up for what you're not earning anymore. That's exactly what Kevin D. Williams is talking about here. She proposes to lock in high earning, talking about Elizabeth Warren, Americans, penning them in order that they may be shorn and milked as though they were livestock. Well, I got news. You know, it's like it's only so much beef you could take off the cow. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you don't have a cow anymore.
No. Well, you only get to take the beef off one time.
Yeah. No, people will only work so hard for nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and, oh, I only get to earn 50% of what I was earning last year. Rather spend time with the kids.
Yeah.
And they'll do that. They will not work like a slave for the government. They won't do it. And that's the flaw in socialism. It's why it fails every time. They'll just offshore. They'll move their business elsewhere. They'll cut down their hours. They'll cut down their earnings. I mean, you know, it's what they do.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, if you live in California, apparently part of growing up is having an apocalypse box. Oh, this is fabulous. It's from CNN, by the way. Yeah, because the power outages. And if you follow this, they have to do the power outages to prevent wildfires. And the problem there is that they've gone full environmental and, or just mental for short, and they do not remove the underbrush, like along, you know, the highways, heavily populated areas, that sort of thing. Okay. Here's how nature works. If you don't remove the underbrush, nature does with fire. Nature does it with fire. It makes it highly fire prone. And if it's dry, you know, as it often gets in summer, well, guess what? The whole state goes up in smoke. Well, it takes the transformers with it. It's a big disaster, big mess. So if you live in California, you have to live with the wildfires because you're not allowed to remove the underbrush there. Which, by the way, I've never understood that logic. Because when everything catches fire, all the little animals, they get crispy fried, right? I mean, they get done upright. They get smoked. Like Lee on Thanksgiving with the turkeys. They get smoked. So, I mean, if you don't want the little animals to die and you're a big environmentalist, I mean, remove the brush, morons, but they won't. Because it's California. They don't do anything that makes sense. So what that means is that the electricity has to be turned off for days, you know, sometimes at a time. And if you have a business, well, screw you. They don't care. Business owners interviewed there. I was listening. They're like, yeah, I lost $1,300 before lunch. So this woman is Tess Taylor. She's a mom who writes poetry. Oh, she's doing an opinion piece for CNN on what it's like to deal with the power outages in California. Liberal paradise that it is. Here's what she writes. In the last hours before power was scheduled to go out over large swaths of the Bay Area where I live, the mood was eerie. Disciplined and uneasy in Berkeley. One CVS was out of batteries, and I know it wasn't the only one. REI had been sold out of solar lanterns for nearly a day, and in some caricature of early 21st century hipsterdom, two 40-something men in goatees were fighting over the remaining $450 Yeti cooler. The eye doctor and the notary were still open for business, but the burger place was shut. A lone handyman drilled in the forest in the front yard of one house before unplugging as the neighborhood fell silent. People emailed each other nervously, Googled how fast things might spoil, delivered food to friends who were still inside the power-on zone. A chef we knew, I guess you'd give your food to the friends because, you know, it's going to spoil, so you might as well give it away, right? Makes total sense. A chef we know drove a load of meat across town to another friend with a freezer who maps showed would still be connected to the grid. Some people, see, if you want to get back to nature, man, you can move to California. They will bring you back to the Stone Age, which I think really is the goal of liberalism anyway, isn't it? Just take you back. Some people working the long hours and gig jobs the Bay Area requires barely had time to prepare. Those who did have time cleaned their houses, bought headlamps and batteries, charged up everything they could, and ran one last load of laundry, setting out their solar charging stations. They got ready to weather the storm. See, this is what life's going to be like if they ever take over completely. Except it wasn't a storm exactly, just the threat of one. These are seasonal winds. Anyway, so they talk about, she goes on to talk about how you have to have an emergency apocalypse box. And so she and her kids have had fun putting them together. Or they could just clear the brush. Never mind. That would make sense, so we would never do it. Daniel in Greenville, I am entrusting you with the responsibility of finishing your comment in a minute, or we're both going to get thrown off the air. What's on your mind, Daniel?
Okay, I grew up in California. When I was out there, the state actually imposed if you did not clear the underbrush from your property, you would be fined, and the first fine was $1,000. And then it would go up each additional fine by $500 each until finally you were, like, going to jail because you weren't doing this. That's one. Two, construction industry in California is about to go out the roof because I was also in construction out there. Every time we had fires out there, I was going back to Laguna Hills to rebuild the houses that the year before I just got done building.
Well, that sounds awesome for business.
Three, because of this, you're going to have more massive flash floods because it's going to be retaining the water up in the mountains coming down in the foothills where, again, you have liberals, you have all these nice, wealthy people having their houses rebuilt because the year before they got knocked down.
Makes total sense.
If that wasn't bad enough, now you got to worry about, elder abuse by the state because of the rolling blackouts when the elderly who are taking medications that cannot be in hot areas are now dying off because of this.
Yeah, no, and Daniel, I got to stop you there. Yeah, there was an old man who died. They turned the electricity off, and he had his auto breathing machine. Boom, dead. But nobody cares because it's California, and we probably didn't need him anymore anyway. All right, have a good rest of the day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.